Some luxury brands are trying new ways to attract customers by helping them limit their dealership experience. And one online service is even going farther than that. And now, here's your host, John McElroy.
I want to thank you all for joining us on AutoLine this week. Today's discussion is going to be about how do you take care of your customers in new and novel ways in these days where customers can get a hold of any kind of information. How do you treat them better than any other car company? And I've got three experts to talk about that, about this today, including Mike McInerney with a company called Deliver My Ride. And we've got to learn more of what that's all about. Also joining us today, Andrew Frick with Sales and Service at the Lincoln Motor Company. And Michael Dietz with the Genesis brand. Maybe some of you haven't heard of Genesis, but you're going to learn more about it today. So, gentlemen, thanks for joining us on AutoLine this week. Let's get into the discussion. Mike, I got to start with you. What do you mean a company called Deliver My Ride? What's this about?
Well, in this new day and age of having technology startups named Uber and Yahoo and Google and all these two-syllable, one-word names, we felt that having the actual process of what we do right in the name is the way we wanted to go. So Deliver My Ride is an online automotive platform where a consumer can log on and they can essentially buy a car online virtually and ultimately receive live competitive quotes from dealers, so staying within the franchise laws, but we keep the customer out of the dealership. They can do all the financing online, and ultimately we drop the car off at their home or office. So it's very convenient, e-commerce, future-looking way to buy a new car.
Okay, we'll have to get into more of the details, but I got to get to these other two as well. Andrew, you guys are sort of doing a thing, too, where people who might want to buy a new Lincoln don't have to go to the dealership. Is that right?
No, that's true. And we are transforming the Lincoln brand on our journey, we've really based it upon two things. One, delivering unique and compelling products, which we've launched four new products over the last few years. But the other side of it is delivering very unique and world-class client experiences. And, you know, over the last, you know, couple of years, we've evolved from, you know, the shopping and the early side of the buying stage to now delivering on the ownership side as well. So we just launched national pickup and delivery for the Lincoln brand on all new 2017
Explain
models.
Explain that. What do you mean, national pickup and delivery?
So when someone buys a 2017 Lincoln, any Lincoln that we offer, they are guaranteed part of their warranty pickup and delivery service with a complimentary Lincoln loaner. So we do, you know, we pride ourselves on wanting to do business on the client's terms, save them time, make things as effortless as possible. Many customers want to go into dealerships and do their service in the dealerships, but our dealers have also noticed the trend that there are a lot of people that want remote sales and service capability. And what we did was built a really robust infrastructure with driver networks throughout the country that have been able to let a client on his terms or her terms say, I would like to be picked up at 12 p.m. At my home office, child's sports game, whatever it may be, and we have someone, a valet service, come, pick their vehicle up, give them a complimentary Lincoln loaner, and then schedule a delivery time at the exact same time whenever they want. So it's about doing business on their terms, completely around them, and building the flexibility to be able to adapt to it. So if I thought it was going to be at my home at 12:12, but I happen to have my son's baseball game running over, because there's transparency in the system that I can see the driver coming, I can notify them and change it to where it makes sense for me. So it's about doing business on their terms, and that's the Lincoln way and the way we're approaching all of our client experiences.
Very interesting. And Michael Dietz, you guys are doing something similar at Genesis, and I have to explain to the audience, in case they haven't heard, Hyundai has created a new luxury brand called Genesis. It's the newest brand in the American market right now, and you've got a couple of cars out right now, including one, the G90, which I've been test driving recently. I'm knocked out at how good it is. But let's get back to how you hug your customers here. What are some of the aspects of how Genesis is going to market?
Well, for us, it's all about respect, and that's really part of our brand mantra, really, as we look forward. And that's really about starting from the sales process down to the ownership cycle, and that's where I have the responsibility, really, in the ownership cycle, and that's where that's really the beginning of that relationship with the customer. You know, I look at it really as the sales process is really about the first date or the first kiss. And really, as you start to over time with your customer and they own the vehicle, that's when you really have that relationship. with them. And so we've included complimentary maintenance with our vehicle purchase for 3 years. We have map care and navigation updates that are available and free for the first 3 years as well. We have complimentary traffic and data services that are all included as well. And then we also have a service valet feature. And for us, it is about, you know, if you think about, there are some car guys that really enjoy going to a dealership, but most people, if you talk to them, that's probably the part that they have something else that they could be doing rather than going to the dealership. And really from a luxury experience, it's about really meeting their needs when they need it. And then we're taking that a step further as it relates to our connected vehicle strategy and our ability to really focus on the customer so that in the event that a customer gets a diagnostic trouble code, we're able to proactively reach out to them and say, let us take care of that for you. And so we can arrange then for that Genesis service valet to come out to that customer's location, wherever they're at, if it's their office or a Starbucks or their home, wherever they feel most comfortable, swap out their vehicle, take care of that diagnostic trouble code, and put them back into their own vehicle. And in the process, we'll leave them also a Genesis loaner vehicle. And from doing that, they're able to know that if something happens, we're there. And not only is this a service valet process that's handling warranty work, but it's handling the complimentary maintenance period. So even things as routine oil changes can be picked up and dropped off. And then also really taking this technology that's in their vehicle one step further and really helping them understand that you don't just have this connectivity, but this connectivity is benefiting you in ways that you could never imagine before.
I love what all of you are saying, but if I'm a dealer, my hair is on fire. I mean, dealers advertise in their local communities, they brand themselves, and seems to me what you're all doing is taking the customer further and further away from that dealership experience.
Well, as a former dealer, I can tell you that the customer dictates. And in a dealership dynamic, you've got mechanics, and you've got prep people, and you've got service writers, and you've got body shop guys, and you've got salespeople and porters. You've got all kinds of people running around this store. And nothing ever goes the way you expect it to go. So you could have your delivery day set up from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., 10 p.m. all the way through and have one delivery an hour, and that's the way you drew it up. But that's not the way the customer acts. So when they all show up at the same time, you've got to adapt. So the dealer end, as a franchised, a legal franchise dealer, they're going to control the pricing model. Now, if companies like ours step in and subsidize some of their overhead by not needing three or four salespeople, turning those into delivery experts, then they can accomplish two things. They're using a firm like ours to aggregate and be that sales arm that they don't currently have, nor can they be expert at, and they can reduce their costs.
And I would I would say that this is really becomes a group hug, you know, keeping with your theme of how do you hug your customer, because this is really about how do we work with the dealership and our retailers to help form and bond that relationship with the customer. Our service valet is actually originating from the dealership. So again, they have this 21st century experience where you can see, you know, where's the driver coming from, and we're using our drivers that are at the dealership. So again, the dealers are really having this capability of sending out somebody that they knew. So if Stan was always the person I interacted with at the dealership, I'm able to do that. And if Sue was the person who set up that service valet, that's the same Sue that I've always been working with. So again, there's different ways to really approach it so that not only are you hugging the customer, but the dealership now has formed that stronger relationship and bond with the customer as well.
Yeah, I fully agree. I think it's not about the dealer's hair being on fire. They're actually fully embracing this. And all of our client service initiatives, our Lincoln dealers and our dealer council are actually very supportive of this and continuing to push it, because they're seeing the client satisfaction scores improve. They're seeing the advocacy improve. They're seeing the loyalty improve, and that's just a more efficient way for them to run the business and take care of clients. And whether it be through pickup and delivery services like Mike and I are talking about, or the way you engage clients through date night programs where you allow them to take unconventional test drives for 2 or 3 days as opposed to 20, 30 minutes on a dealer lot. That is just about a different level of engagement with the client. Our dealers are fully embracing that and really seeing the payoff for that.
What's driving this? I mean, as I said before, I love what you're talking about. You're making it so convenient. But the need's always been there. Why the change now? Why is the industry stepping up to it now?
I think customers' expectations have changed over time, and they're changing rapidly. And while, you know, I love this industry, we're a little slow sometimes to really respond to changes out there. So whether it be Uber or, you know, pickup delivery type services, these are really about changing and meeting the needs of customers that say, why do I have to go to a dealership? And if you think about even when you're at a dealership and you see a cashier, the idea of a cashier is based more than 30 years ago. Who paid cash? You know, and that's where you wanted to have one central location where someone went and paid cash. And now we're evolving to almost a payless type, you know, society where everything is done by a card or with an app. And this is really, we're catching up to that. And again, these app type solutions are really helping drive the industry forward in new ways. And I think that, you know, we will all benefit from this because we'll have improved satisfaction among consumers. And then you're going to see repeat purchases come down the road because you're going to see buyer loyalty to these brands that are really not just enhancing, but really embracing their customer experience and taking it to the new levels that even the customer couldn't imagine.
Yeah, technology is my answer to your question. It's just there now. And, you know, why go from dealership to dealership and get a price on a car from Lincoln dealer A, then drive 9 miles away and get a price from on the same new car? The window sticker tells me it's the same car. So going through that iteration over and over again is just a waste of time. And the millennials that are coming into their own in terms of a buying power, this is how they've done their shopping since they were, you know, 8 years old. So they're not going to drive around and negotiate. They don't know how.
Mm-hmm. Plus, in a very dynamic, changing industry, and especially in luxury, every brand is very good. There are a lot of great products out there. The client experience is really a way to differentiate your brand within a very crowded space. And I know at Lincoln we view it that way, our dealers view it that way, and any way that we can continue to on our growth trajectory that we're on and continue to conquest, you do it through products, but you also do it through experiences. And a lot of the research has said that people want to use technology to engage in a brand differently. They want a more visceral engagement with the brand that they're dealing with. They want to connect in a totally different way. So it's on us, to be able to deliver that ourselves as a Lincoln brand and all of our dealers, and they do get that.
And at Genesis, this really becomes a tool that our retailers can use as well. So not only are you enhancing really that customer experience, but it becomes a capacity tool for the dealer itself. Because the dealer is able to decide, when is it most convenient to bring in this vehicle to have the oil changed? And so if Tuesday and Wednesday are slower days, I can make those arrangements on Tuesday and Wednesday. And to the customer, to the actual guest, they don't care because for them, they're at work or they're somewhere else and they have a loaner car. So their life just continues. And this becomes a win-win on both sides of the equation.
Some people have said to me the reason that this customer, I call it hugging your customer, has become so important is because cars have become so good. You know, you look at the quality ratings, there's some at the top of the list and the bottom of the list, but the gap is not nearly what it was in the past. They all have to meet the same safety standards. They all have to meet the same fuel economy targets. Maybe the last thing that's of any distinguishing features on these cars is the styling. But styling is, you know, subjective. You know, as my mother always taught me, that's why they make vanilla and chocolate. So it's coming down to customer service. Do you guys see it that way?
Yeah, I think it's also client experience really has a big, customer service has a big impact on the customer, but it's also the way you design and you engineer and develop your products itself. So I'll give you an example. You know, when we talk about the Lincoln Way, you know, developing warm, human, and personally crafted experiences, it's about all the things we've been talking about through the ownership phase, but into the product itself as well. When you walk up to a Lincoln, the way the vehicle embraces you without touching a button, the way the car lights up, the way a welcome mat appears, the way you sit in a product and have it light up around you and your passengers in the vehicle, and the way you develop 30-way position, perfect position seats like we have in a Continental to be able to contour to your individual needs, those are all personally crafted ways that extend from just powertrain and, you know, a lot of the features we were talking about before, just, you know, basic in vehicles now, that there's still ways to differentiate yourself through the product and through the experience that they have.
And because so many of these cars have standard features, there's no beer can car anymore. They all have air conditioning and radio. Now they almost all have backup cameras. So you've got a loaded vehicle and you've got a popular equipped vehicle. And anymore, there's only about three or four items that differentiate the two. So what does a customer have to compare anymore? And to be able to have that online transparency to us is important for our customers, because they're able to come to one place where all the brands are aggregated. And believe it or not, in time, I think that it's going to benefit the manufacturer and the dealer alike to be able to have a place where the customer chooses to go. And malls were popular way back when for that reason in particular, because it was one-stop shop. And if you can offer a fully vetted, transparent pricing model and equipment model, I think that the customer today is more interested in that experience than thumbing through the paper and the classifieds and seeing those sometimes unrealistic hooks to get them into the dealership.
Go ahead. And at Genesis, we recognize that really this is the differentiator. Customer experience and customer service really helps separate you beyond, because making, again, the purchase, and while our vehicles are fully competitive with, you know, a Mercedes S-Class or BMW 7 Series or even a Lexus, that it's really about how am I treated after I've made that purchase. And that's really where you get to differentiate yourself and say, we are doing things different. And there is a reason why you matter to us, and it's beyond just making that purchase. And it's because we want to have that long-term relationship with you as a customer, and we want to go on that journey with you. And so together we'll get there.
But is there the brand loyalty to do that anymore? I mean, I understand what you're trying to do. Hey, you just bought this beautiful Genesis G90, and we want you coming back in the future. But these days, man, people will spin around and go to another brand because it's got the latest style or some other wrinkle to it.
Or price.
Yeah. No, I think it is a key way to maintain or grow loyalty through these experiences, through the different relationships. And I think, you know, we were talking about the dealers and how they even advertise, you know, the traditional way of advertising. If you watch, you turn on the TV this weekend, for instance, or go on any online website, they're leading, the Lincoln dealers right now are leading with pickup and delivery as the key message that they're talking about. They're talking about vehicles, but it's not the traditional, you know, feature benefit only type of an approach. They're talking about different ways that they can engage the client. So I think it is having an impact on the way brands are seeing and viewing how they want to hug their customer.
I do think it's about this one-to-one type relationship in marketing, because, you know, as we can continue with wearables, be able to reach out with our customers, that we have mobile apps and technology that's in the vehicle, out of the vehicle, so that it becomes really a symbiotic relationship with the customer. And it's not even that they look at it as marketing, because if I can remind them that it's time to change the oil by their smartwatch or by their mobile app, or click here to schedule your maintenance, it makes it very simplistic, really. And I don't need to think about it. I don't need to, how many miles has it been? No, the car, and as a brand, Genesis is really taking care of that for the customer, so that they don't need to think about, what do I have this little label that's stuck on the windshield? Did it fall off in the heat or the cold? And again, this really enables us to do the work for the customer. And I think over time, we've seen that really our buyers today expect, we need to do what other industries are doing. And this is really putting the challenge on us to come into this technology age or this more advanced stage of purchasing as well as owning experiences.
Yeah. I mean, clients are so connected to their phone. Having a Lincoln Way app, having manufacturer apps out there, and just another way to connect them to the vehicle, even when they're not in the vehicle, is so important. You know, being able to schedule service, pick up and delivery rides, just different ways to help assist with parking if you're going downtown, different things that you're able to do and connect differently with them through your phone connected to the vehicle, as opposed to having to just be in the vehicle, is so important.
Intuitively, what you're all telling me makes all the sense in the world, but you got any data to back it up? Do you have anything that you can point to that says, absolutely, people love this process and they're going to come back and buy more from us?
You can look at our website at DeliverMyRide.com and click on audio from customers who have bought cars our way. There's no downside to it. There's no loser in this game. The consumer is able to...
But you're providing a service. Presumably, that would cost more than if they went to the dealership themselves.
The dealer pays a salesperson a commission, and he pays his benefits, and he pays for a loaner car. There's all kinds of costs associated with sales. So if we cut out those costs, by and large, and we are acquiring the customer, by the way, mm-hmm. On average, a new customer acquisition for a car dealer is about $616. They pay us far less. So just as that service and as a scalable product, our thing is volume. So, but we do it in such a way that represents the dealer and the brand and ourselves in a way that the consumer expects today.
I think from a data perspective around Lincoln pickup and delivery, when we went through our pilot phase and we were testing and building the infrastructure, we saw client satisfaction scores between 93 and 98%.
And typically, what would you get?
High 80s. Hmm. So, you know, mid to high 80s. So now that we've launched nationally and internally, when you take a look at our customer satisfaction scores, there's an 11-point difference between those that have experienced pick and delivery and those that have not. And we were on the high side to begin with. And we're now being recognized by a lot of third parties. J.D. Power, the American Customer Satisfaction Index rated us number one this year. And we're starting to get a lot of validation because customers are speaking out saying this is exactly what they're looking for. And we just opened a new Lincoln Experience Center in Southern California. To be able to immerse and engage clients completely differently in a non-transactional setting where they can come in, look at products, but look at a lot of the technology, learn about the brand, learn about pickup and delivery, experience our Revel sound systems in a different way. And 90% of the people, we've had over 30,000 people come through there just in a few months, 90% of the people or more say that they're now willing to purchase or consider a Lincoln, and we weren't on their radar before, so it's having a really big impact in the way you just handle a relationship with people.
We're also seeing those high levels of customer satisfaction as it relates to Service Valet, and that, you know, as we looked at it through our pilot stage, we really did see upwards of 30-point lifts in customer satisfaction. So it really does become a way of satisfying a customer and really helping them understand that we're there for them anytime, any place, and really helping through experiential events. We're also seeing that people are saying, I am connected to your brand, and I am not only just a loyal brand owner, but I'm also an advocate for your brand. And that's something that really becomes not the best one-to-one marketing that you can have out there. It's really when your customers become your advocates.
Yeah. Michael, I also heard, too, that Hyundai learned a lot of this with its fuel cell car program in California, that there's a very special lease with that, and that might have given you guys some pointers with Genesis. Is that right or not?
We had some learnings from our parent organization. However, really, we're looking at this as a brand new brand, you know, really in the 21st century here, that this really gives us an opportunity to start with a clean sheet and a paper and say, what is the right way to approach this? And really stop looking at what were out-of-date process or stop saying, oh, I can't, or there's a problem with this, and really taking it from a fresh approach and saying, what can we do, not what can't we do?
Very interesting. Mike, let's go back to Deliver My Ride. Here we have two representatives of some fairly high-end brands, Lincoln and Genesis. Sounds to me like you're doing this for just about everybody. I understand if you have a more expensive car, how you can bake this into this cost of all the service into the price of the car. How far down market might this kind of service go?
We've delivered the most expensive GMC Denali all the way down to a base Toyota, Hyundai Elantras, Chryslers, Jeeps, you name it. Every single brand, make and model, we've quoted and delivered. So we don't seem to have any kind of demographic that is immune to what we're offering. From a marketing standpoint, where we market is where we tend to get our demographics. So whether it was on WWJ or 95.5 radio or pay-per-click, we're able to determine what's most effective. And as a online website, we don't have to worry about adding on to our store or hiring more people. It's just turning up or turning down the volume and where to place it.
We're getting down to the very end here, but Andrew, here's Hyundai and Lincoln doing it. I got to believe all the luxury brands are going to do it. How do you distinguish yourself when everybody's offering the same level of customer service?
Well, I think it's important as a brand that we, you know, from my perspective and what we're trying to do at Lincoln is create these warm human personal experiences, not just through pickup and delivery. Pickup and delivery is a suite of many experiences that we're doing. So it's very important for us at every single touch point that you have with the brand, whether it be online, the way you do a lot of your upfront shopping process, research, whatever it may be, to how we develop, engineer, design the products themselves, to every single touch point, whether it be with us directly or every one of our dealerships out there.
Michael Dietz, is this a firstest? Victory goes to the firstest with the mostest, so if you're out there the best.
I really do think that you have to respect, and that's core to our brand, is really respect for the consumer from start to finish, whether it be online shopping to your service valet. But I think that really it comes down to that the customer will ultimately vote with their wallet, and the hardest thing is really delivering on that. So while we all can sit here and talk about hugging the customer, it's not an easy process. And it's one that, you know, really becomes challenging over time, especially when you look at, you know, a dealer network and a dealer body out there, and you're talking about getting 10, 12,000 people to really walk the walk and talk the talk and hug the customer. And so I think it really comes down to hiring the right people. And that's really, you know, the core to any good business is really having core people and human resources that can deliver on that. So we'll really focus on making sure that our people can deliver that type of experience over time, as well as now, like if we find out that there's opportunities for training, we'll take advantage of those and make sure that our staff is properly trained.
Real good with that. We're going to have to wrap it up. Mike McInerney, Andrew Frick, Michael Dietz, I want to thank all three of you. Fascinating discussion. Almost makes me want to go out and buy a new car right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.